systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, January 1st, 2010? Or is it 2010? How do you pronounce that? 2010?
2010, I would say.
2010. My name is Matt.
And I'm Danny.
This is Danny. This is episode number 292 for the very first Jam Hole episode of the decade. Thank you guys so much for being with us. Friday, hope y'all had a great day off recovering from your fucking parties last night or whatever.
I should have done the kaboom for this show, damn it.
Why?
It's bullshit. I don't know. Every show, they're like, hey, let Danny do the kaboom. Danny, do the kaboom. Do it without knowing. Just do the kaboom. We got to do a show.
You know the rules.
I get to do the kaboom.
You know
we'll
the rules.
We'll have to see. You know what? If a show lands on my birthday, I'm doing the fucking kaboom.
Maybe.
Dude, hearing the intro and hearing you say 2010.
2010. How should I say it? 2010, 2010. What the
well,
fuck?
Well, it just sounds so weird. I was expecting January 1st, 2009. And not 2010.
So how are you? How is your new year so far?
Just like it was yesterday.
I think, I know, I'm sure this is the general consensus, but we don't get New Year's Day off because it's like a national holiday. Like, oh, I have to be at home praying the whole day. It's like, no, we know that people are fuck-ups. The year ends. People feel like, okay, this next year, shit's going to be different. I'm turning it around. This next year, starting January 1st, I'm going to turn my life around. I'm going to make it good. So, you know, they have to go out with a fucking big old party. You have to get so fucked up that you actually erase your memory. So when January 1st comes, clean slate.
Oh, hey.
Are we all having clean slates to start with?
No. But anyway.
I do.
I just found out that my birthday this year is on a Monday.
Did you seriously do that?
I did. I just totally did. So.
Fantastic.
This year, my birthday, I'm kabooming.
Oh, can I ask real quick? Has anybody seen my rebate? For the, you remember a while ago, I bought that new phone and they're like $300, but you get a $100 rebate and we'll send that to you. Have you seen it? Has anyone seen it? Does anyone work for Verizon?
Do you have a tracking number for it? Or
I did, and it said it has been sent. Thank you.
Huh.
Okay.
Well, sorry. I have no idea
and
where
I know,
that would be.
Like, Best Buy was doing instant rebates. So, like, okay, you come in, we'll just give you, we'll take that money off. Verizon was like, uh-uh, we can't do that because, I don't know if you know this or not, but people are fucking lazy.
Yep.
People will not read instructions, and, like, that shit is strict, dude. It's like making a nuclear bomb. If you don't do one of the steps, you're fucked. So they count on that, and then they give you, you know, a certain time frame. We can take as long as we want to give you the rebate, but if you don't get it to us in, like, 5 days, forget it.
You don't get it.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
And I'm still waiting for it. So if any of you guys have seen my rebate or you StreamBot wandering around, send them home. Just I would appreciate that. Just send them back.
So how is your New Year's going?
So far, so good. Still alive. Opened up the paper this morning. Saw that shit is still shit.
Yeah.
No big, I don't know. What are we expecting? What do we expect? I know 2012, okay, we're expecting the world to end, but only if the rabbis stop abortion. Because as we read on Wednesday's show, every time you have an abortion, that could be God. That could be Jesus. And if you abort Jesus, he'll never come again. The second coming, not happening if you keep having abortions.
Whoa.
So if they stop that, and then on 2012, we can look forward to that. But like, what
if that happens, are they going to like shun chicks that have a miscarriage? They're going to be like, your body refused life.
I don't think Jesus would be a stillborn. I mean, that's
well,
the son of God.
Well, it wouldn't be a stillborn thing. It would be a miscarriage, like it never fully formed. would you think that like some religious people will be like, your body didn't accept that life? There is something wrong with you.
Yeah, because that life was God. No shit, I couldn't accept it. Really? Wait, okay. It's like black chicks banging Asians. Like, sometimes it just doesn't fit, and you gotta rip it a little bit, you know?
Oh, my God.
But if you're gonna stay with that line of thinking, then if you can't, if Jesus, as the baby reborn, second coming style, if he can't be stillborn, then I don't think he can be aborted.
Yeah. I mean, if he created everything, he would know that we would be doing this abortion thing.
Right, like,
and that
hey,
he
God,
would plan around that.
Hey, God, did you remember the +5 anti-abortion spell? Because these fools, I don't know if you've been watching what your people are doing. They're nuts.
Plus, I think he would probably impregnate a Christian believer that would
not
abort.
Do you think he gets to choose? Like, okay, if I'm going to slide out of a vagina, I get to pick. Do you think that works that way?
I don't know.
Because I don't know. I would do some
research. If I were the all-knowing God, yeah. Yeah, I would.
Whose vagina would you pick?
I don't fucking know.
I have to do a lot of testing, and I will tell you what, I'm up for that. I will test.
I have to pick a pretty one.
I got you, God. Hey, me, I'll do it for you, okay? I'll send you, I'll email you, right? Gmail, right? Okay.
God@gmail.com.
So, fuck. I was doing a little, like, reading about New Year's and, like, what the whole, where's the place to be this year? And, like, you know, at the end of the year, they're every fucking newspaper, magazine, news outlet, whatever. They always make lists, right? Andy mm-hmm. Rooney style. This is the top 10 of this, this, that, or what.
Right.
So,
You better have picked, like, badass top 10 stuff to talk about.
Oh, no. I saw Time magazine, their website, had the top 10 lists of top 10 lists.
That's really
and
gay.
I went into it. They're like, you know, top 10 most unrecognized news stories, or not unrecognized, but the ones that didn't get the attention they thought they deserve.
Uh-huh.
It was dumb shit. Dumb shit. So I was like, all right,
find
scratch,
better stuff to talk about, please.
Scratch that. Well,
oh, shit. So what did you find?
Well, I did some reading, and it's kind of interesting. Like, I didn't really ever think of it this way, but New Year's Eve is the biggest, like, the single most largest collective global party in history. Like, you know, we have little parties here and there and holidays, but it's usually, what's the word for it? It stays within a certain, you know, genre of people or
right,
whatever.
Right.
Like the Christians
you start
have
Hanukkah on
exactly.
whatever day. You
but
have Christmas on blah.
New Year's, like, that's some shit everybody gets done. It's not like the Canadians are like, no, we're going to wait for Boxing Day. It's fine.
Well, I mean,
like,
you have,
everyone does it.
Like China, they have a Chinese New Year.
Right.
But it's not.
It's not on our day. Well,
right.
Okay. Everyone not communist. Okay. Everyone that can see out of their eyes. Them.
Okay. All right. Go on.
So, I was looking through the list, and believe it or not, Montana, not in the top 6 places to be for New Year's.
No shit.
So, that's pretty awesome. But, so, that got me thinking, like, why, what is it about a new year that, like, it's just another date, okay, the year resets, we start back at the beginning, and mm-hmm. we continue. Like, why do people have that urge to just be like, it's a new year, oh my God, it's a new year! Like, what is it? Okay, and in 364 more days, guess what? It'll be another new year. Oh, my God, party! Like, it seems so silly to me. But so then I got to thinking, I think
maybe
I figured.
Maybe I guess it's to, like, celebrate the fact that you even got through the previous
well,
year?
Well, kind of. What I figured out is that people are such fuck-ups. Like, we can't help it.
Well,
we are
I knew
born
that.
Original sin. And the ability to fuck shit up. The two things we are born with, every single human being. So, what I think it is that because we fuck shit up so bad on a day-to-day basis, but we always want to make that change to make things better, but we need a reason to, because we are also born with being really fucking lazy motherfuckers, right?
Right, right.
So, I think the new year allows us to start fresh, and then we can feel better, we make resolutions, okay, because only on New Year's could I quit smoking.
That's stupid.
Only at the start of a new year can I change my diet to lose weight. I can't do that in October. I can't do that in fucking June. No, you need the power that comes with a new beginning.
Well, it is
to
like
propel
a good
you into
spot
that.
To start it because it's the beginning of the new year. You're starting in January 1st. You know, that's the starting point of the new year. So, I mean, it's a good place to start something if you're going to do that. But there is no reason why you wouldn't be able to start it in October or July.
I think
or
it's
whatever.
An excuse. You're going to put it off and be like, yeah, I'll smoke the rest of this month, next month, the month after that. But January 1st, I'm done. I am fucking done smoking. And it's like, you go out and you get fucking wasted. When people get wasted, they tend to smoke more.
Right, right.
And then that's out the fucking window.
Well, maybe it's because, I guess the new year is a time to, like, reflect on what you've done for the past year. Like, what you did and whatever, and what you would like to change.
To start anew, you year. Have to reflect on the old and see what
maybe,
worked, what
maybe
didn't
that's
work.
Like, it is the turning point to start over again. So, I mean, if you stop and sit on that day and you're like, okay, what did I do with my life over the past year? And you're like, what do I not like? What should I change? And you're like, okay, let's try and do this.
See, I was always like that in school. Like, every new school year, I would always have it in my mind that, like, okay, I'm going to do all my homework. I'm going to do all this stuff. I'm going to do it good, and I'm going to study, and I'm going to get good grades. And you, excuse me, you go with that for a while. But then, like, I don't know, maybe it's different because in school, like, once you get a little behind, it's really hard to catch back up because you're constantly, you know, you're doing the shit for that day and then playing catch-up. So once you got to a point, you would be like, fuck it, I'm fucked. Then you do just enough to get by. And then when the new school year comes, you're like, all right, this is the one. I'm going to study. I'm not going to fuck any teachers. I'm going to not smoke weed all the time. This is my year. I'm a valedictorian, me. So I kind of think of it that that's what people do. But since, you know, we're adults and we're not in school, most of us, we do that with our whole lives. Like, okay, starting the new year, I'm going to be super awesome at everything.
Well, I mean, obviously, we don't really care because what do we do for New Year's?
Nothing. Well, we're different, obviously.
Yeah. And I used to get into it when I was a kid and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
me too. Oh, yeah. New Year's Eve was the time, like, get your shrooms, get your acid, get all your drugs, save them because New Year's Eve, it's on.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you do that for so long. And I don't know if you just grow out of it or you
I
just
guess,
don't care. Like,
I
don't
know.
Care.
I grew out of the party scene a while ago, and that's all New Year's is a big party scene. And I'm just not into it. So,
yeah,
fuck that.
It's like I make the year twice as long. Like, I don't give a shit either way. Cool New Year, another calendar. Like, what are we keeping track of, really? I mean,
I
understand we work and stuff. Your period. Okay, that works.
I've kept track of that for the past 3 years.
Right, but I don't know, it seems whenever you count something or label it with numbers and you're counting up, like you're getting to a certain climax and then that's like, all right, now we know we're here. If we wouldn't have been counting, we wouldn't know we were here. So like, what are we counting for?
2012.
Christ? Is it 2012? Is that it? Okay.
Maybe.
I will accept that answer.
If the world explodes, then yes. If not, then whatever. I don't care. Well, we're counting until we fucking die.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Oh, I counted the entire time. So I know that today is this day and I'm supposed to be here and I'm dying. So this is my last day.
Okay, I'm 50 now. So I'll probably be dying anytime now.
Right.
You guys all see you in hell or whatever. So out of the top 6 places to be this year, number 1, of course, New Orleans. Bring your beads. You'll get whatever. New Orleans is just fucking crazy, right? Like party in the streets, titties everywhere. Just
never been there.
Complete debauchery and a complete and utter letting go of any inhibitions, any of that shit. Like, when guys go there, it's fucking nuts.
I didn't go. I've never been to New Orleans for New Year's or anything, but I did go to Universal Studios for New Year's, and they had this huge Mardi Gras, and it was pretty badass. But I never did the New Orleans thing.
Yeah, and I've never been there either, so I don't know. Maybe it is completely fucking awesome. But from what I've seen on Girls Gone Wild, it's not that great, you know?
Well, with Universal Studios, it was pretty fucking awesome. So.
The top tip here, stick to the same color of drink. In the French Quarter, there are a rainbow selection of colored cocktails, blue, red, green, etc. And the key to avoiding a terrible ending to the night is to pick a color and stay with it. Really?
That's
that way
that's
because
useless.
Each color has to do with what kind of pills the bartender put in them, right? So if you're drinking all of them, you're getting all these different pills. But if you just stick with one, you just get a bunch of the same pill, right?
Oh, God.
Is that it, right?
I don't think
Stick
so,
to the same color drink and hope you locked up your chest.
Because it's either dark rum or light rum or vodka.
Well, no,
not blah,
even.
Blah.
They're talking about blue, red, green. You know, that stupid colored drinks.
Oh, grenadine that, yeah, and like sweet and sour, sure, triple sec, whatever. Yeah.
Number two, Prague. Huh? Never been there.
No.
One of the world's most beautiful cities, attracts people from all over Europe because they know a great party when they see one. Fuck yeah. The top tip for Prague, watch out for flying fireworks of every size and description. Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
So I can drink whatever here, doesn't matter what color, but you might get your head blown off by some classy explosives. So I just letting you know, want you to have the best New Year you can when you come visit our beautiful European city.
Just constantly watch the sky.
Like, what are you doing? Up. Aiming mortars at the crowd? Like, really? Where? I mean, I don't know. Last time I saw a fireworks show, it was up here, not like, holy shit, duck! You just killed that guy. Shouldn't have been standing there. Number three, Sydney. Oi, mate. Oh.
Sydney, Australia.
Oi, mate. You want to go Australia? If I know you have. Oh, jam my thumb up a dingo's butt.
Oh, my God.
Take your choice there, of course. Sydney being on a fucking island. Party on the water, party on the bridge, or in a pub. The first major city to celebrate the coming of the new year is also one of the best. The top tip, if you're in Sydney, Australia, wear black.
Wear that, black?
Black, that's the wardrobe color of choice for social Sydney siders. Now, also,
it's really hot in Australia, dude. I'm not wearing black.
For one,
they have a giant hole in the ozone layer above Australia. Their skin cancer rate is like double what it is over here.
Best place for New Year's and to get a tan.
Or Australia. Skin cancer.
But I was thinking maybe it's just everyone a big fat fuck because black is slimming, right? When you wear black, you can't see the outlines.
And only vertical
of the
stripes. Black and right. Vertical stripes. That's it.
Black
no
and white, vertical stripes. You're golden, dude. Like, man, that chick is like 100 pounds. What the fuck?
Black and white.
Show us your tit. Oh!
Dude, black and white, vertical stripes. That equals Beetlejuice.
Well, right.
Right.
Number four, of course, Las Vegas.
No, it's not a good place to be, I don't think.
I don't even know what to say. Good luck.
Yeah,
New Year's Eve and Las Vegas are as natural as party partners as te- what? Are as natural party partners as tequila and lime juice. I was gonna say, or getting drunk in Vegas and date rape, or going to Vegas and cheating on your wife, or you know, I got
losing all of your money.
Right, it's Vegas.
Right.
Going down there and getting a wicked
what
good happens drug
in Vegas
habit.
Stays on YouTube.
What happens in Vegas probably will destroy the rest of your life.
Probably.
Never hear that one going around, do ya? They're like, whoa, don't be spreading that shit about our town here, man. We need people to keep coming back. Fuck, dude. That's so great. Like, I always used to love flying into Vegas, though, because, like, forever, it's just nothing. And then all of a sudden, you see boom. Fucking the bright glimmer, and then you get over it, and you're like, what the fuck were they thinking? They're like, let's just find a big, empty, barren wasteland of shit that, A, we can bury dead bodies at, and B, that we can just have casinos and sex houses and
I've
shit.
I've never even flown into Vegas.
Yeah, I've driven there and flown into, and it's...
Flying into Kalispell, that looks like someone took a handful of Christmas lights and just threw them on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like a clump, and then they kind of scatter out.
So what do you think the top tip in Vegas is? They're like, you know what?
Hide your wallet from yourself.
It. We're not even going to give you a tip. It's Vegas.
No, I don't know. Go ahead.
Spend 3 days. Did the owner of Vegas write this?
Probably.
Say, spend a fucking month. You know what? Fuck it. Come here. New Year's. Bring the kids. Bring the wife. Move here. Just come live here. It's fine.
Oh,
we'll
God.
Give you a job in a casino. It's cool.
You know, down at Dave's, the gay guy we saw the other day that's moving down to Australia.
Yeah, to Australia. He's gonna go jam his thumb in a bottle.
He was actually born in Las Vegas. I've never really met anyone that was born in Vegas. Like, that's where you go to party.
So I have a question
then.
Kids. If you're born in Vegas, do you have to stay in Vegas?
I don't.
Or does
think
not?
So. Okay. Well, he's here, so obviously not.
Well, yeah, he could be breaking the law.
Oh God.
KN says there's some retards down under. I must say. Make sure it's ecstasy, not roofies. Also,
right.
Bring a pill test kit if you're going to get into that shit.
Right.
So spend 3 days, do a casino lounge crawl on the strip the first night. Do you know why they call it that?
I have no idea.
Because you get so fucked up, you're just like crawling. You're welcome. Hey, Vegas, you can have that one. Courtesy of Matt, the jam hole. The strip the first night, of course, NYE, New Year's Eve. Okay, got it. The second night. I've been seeing this acronym like on everyone, and just now I'm like, what is NYE? I keep wanting to say the New York Stock Exchange. No, that's NYSE.
New York what?
Fuck me. How about for 2010, we take all of our acronyms, start over. Okay? Erase them all, give them new definitions, just to fuck with you. LOL, no more is it laughing out loud. You know what LOL is now?
What?
Licking over lemons.
Licking over mm-hmm. lemons?
If you're grocery shopping, you grab a lemon and you lick it, you just LOL.
I would say licking our labias.
Amham says, listening to Matt and Danny telephonically rocks. I know. I do it all the time. I fucking put it, I set my computer up, I dial my cell phone, turn the fucking jam hole on, and I'm off to work. My phone bill is ridiculous, though. Oh.
Yes, it is.
The second night, right, New Year's Eve, the second, cap it off by spending a leisurely New Year's Day watching the bowl games at the sports books. Okay, because that'll be fun.
Yeah, because that's totally awesome.
I didn't come to the city. I didn't come to Sin City and the fucking...
To watch TV. To watch something I could have watched at home.
Right. I came here to fuck and do blow and maybe die.
Probably.
Is what I came
right,
for.
Right.
We're reenacting Nicolas Cage's Leaving Las Vegas.
Oh, God. That's such a good movie. You can never ask me to stop drinking.
Right. And when you're at the sports books watching the games, make sure you put your bets on them.
Oh, of
I
course.
Mean, you can't just watch the game. I mean, why would you want to watch the game? But now, put some money on who's going to win. Oh, fuck yeah.
That's
I,
not good.
I like to think that, you know, if you guys have been with us a while, you'll know that we use a screensaver called Stickman War. And I bet if we televised Stickman War and set up like a betting pool, like a bookie and all that shit, who you bet on, the pink or the blue? That's some fuck. There it is. Boom. Trademark. Copyright. That's our idea. You guys can find Stickman War every Tuesdays and Thursdays at thejamhole.com/live. Place your bets.
Oh, my God.
How awesome would
Please
that be?
Please don't do that.
You're betting on Stickmen on your computer that were programmed with guns and rockets and fucking, what else they have? Flamethrowers.
I have no idea.
And fucking the meanest karate chop
they have
I've ever
knives.
Seen.
They have little, like, kidney stabber knives.
Oh, yeah.
They're like,
The meanest fucking karate chop I've ever seen, dude. When you get, like, excuse me, you get 8 pink guys against 1 blue guy, the blue guy fucking throws down his shit and he'll just start going like this.
And just start wailing on him. Like that stupid game where you just hit the button a million times.
And he wins. Just, I've seen 1 blue take out at least 10 pink on multiple occasions. What can you say? Pinks are lovers, not fighters, unless they have missile launchers and bombs and flamethrowers. Then, you know, watch out. So, moving on here. Number 5, Whistler, British Columbia. Never thought like...
British Columbia?
Yeah.
That's Canada, right?
Yeah. Last time I checked, unless, you know, their glacier is moving. But yeah,
right,
still
right.
there.
Why would you want to go to Canada for New Year's?
It's a party in the snow, good beer, great people, actually. Great beer and great people. Yeah, because they're Canadians. They don't know how to hate. This awesome. They haven't been through enough shit.
Well, I don't know, dude. Did you see that hockey shit we were watching at Buns by the Lake? They knew how to
okay,
hate.
Okay, hockey.
They knew that, how to hate okay. there. Okay.
And the only reason they hate there is because the U.S. came in and they're like, hey, what are you playing? And they're like, hockey, eh? About the hoose. Hockey, eh? And we're like, oh, cool, how do you play? And they showed us and we fucking killed them. Like, thanks, assholes. I'm never teaching you how to play anything ever again.
Exactly.
So, great beer, great people. This awesome ski resort in the Canadian Rockies is good enough anytime. And on New Year's, it reaches the summit. Oh, shit. Reaches the fucking The hot tip, top tip. It's Canada, dude. You can do whatever the fuck you want there. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
arrive 2 days early to scout out your New Year's Eve location. Because, you know, Canada's just a big fucking forest with one road that goes through it. Oh, I've seen that South Park episode. There's one road that goes through Canada, and you went the wrong way. You went Ottawa.
Oh, my God.
And number six, ending up the list here, Rio, Brazil. Of course. I mean, Brazil has to be there, if not just for its women, for its fucking cocaine.
Yes.
I'm surprised La Paz isn't on this list. But then again, that was a mobile cocaine bar.
Yes, that was.
May very well be in Rio right now, for all we know.
It could be here.
Right. Yeah, KDN knows. Fucking Brazilian women, so hot. Huh, so hot. They don't call it the Brazilian wax for nothing. Like, huh, so hot.
Okay.
If your wife gets the Brazilian wax, she will come back speaking a little Spanish and tan and hot as fuck.
Okay.
Just saying.
That's great.
I've never seen a wax do, like, it's a miracle. I was like, wow, did Jesus come? Because
you look good. All they do is just fucking wax it off. That's all they do. It's nothing special. They just wax all of it and not just the sides and the top.
I was talking about the transformative properties. Right.
It's a Brazilian wax. They just wax everything.
The top tip here for Brazil, of course, book early. Most hotels are sold out by September because everyone knows. What do you think the Brazilian men have to say about that? Like, how about you guys quit coming to our fucking country and fucking our women, okay? I know all your women are fat and pasty and not sexy, but hey, these are ours. We made them that way. You think
they're probably not that good looking, so
you think our Brazilian women were hot, like, just born that way? Fuck no, dude. This is years and years and years of discipline, stern fucking discipline, exercise regimen. Fuck yeah, man. We build our women to be that sexy. That's just how we do here, because we care.
All right.
So, and real quick, of course, other fun locations, not in the top 10, Amsterdam, fun anytime, doesn't matter when. We will probably be doing a show there. I'd like to, you know, do an international show one of these days. It's not going to be anytime soon. I'm just saying, you know, we're not going to do London first like other people. We're going, bam, right to Amsterdam, because I know I've been there.
I've never been
That's
there.
Where we're doing it. Oh, man, we may end up just when we're there. We may end up buying a place and
just never coming back.
Jamhole HQ. Here you go. Live shows Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Live acts on Saturday. Food all the time. Weed all the time. That's where we're going. That's what I'm counting up to. The day we have enough of you guys that give us enough the jamhole.com/donate monies that we're like, I'm out. And people have done that. People from America go there and start, like, fucking improv bars and shit like this. But it's never, I don't know, man. I always, when I go into those places, I'm like, man, you guys could have done so much more. Like, weed's legal here. Have a weed menu. When people get stoned, they're going to want food. Have a fucking cook. While they're there, give them some entertainment, dude. I'll do live shows Monday through Friday. While you guys are getting high and getting your fucking dick sucked by red light hookers and all that shit. Fuck yeah. I'll do it. That's the plan, so.
Okay.
Honolulu, of course. I mean, Hawaii. Like, fuck Hawaii. And fuck Josh for being there. And hey, Josh, stop sending me pictures of Hawaii. I'm over it. Fuck
Is
you.
Is he really?
Yeah. Like, at least he sent me one. Oh, every day he's been gone. Like, every morning I'll get to work and shit, and I'm like, wish you were here. No, I don't. Ha 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 ha. Josh. Cool, Josh.
Fuck that faggot.
Hey, how's your show doing while you're gone?
No,
have you checked your web server? Because I hacked it. I redirected bigmousepodcast.com to thejamhole.com.
That would be mean.
That's a hostile takeover. That's how we do it. Jamhole style.
I want to go to Hawaii. I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, it would be cool once.
Their
like I want to go
be badass.
I want to go everywhere once, but like after that, I don't know. I think it'd get old. It's like,
well,
okay,
yeah,
cool,
it would get
a beach.
Old. I would only go there for like a week.
I guess,
you know?
I'm going to go surf again. Okay. Like, now, I don't know. It would be cool though, I think. The volcanoes would be cool. I would act out a scene from Joe and the Volcano, or Joe versus the Volcano.
I just want to go fishing out there and
or that.
See how it is.
Sharks?
Fuck
yeah.
I can catch sharks anywhere, but yeah.
Amesby says, you probably won't get many visitors coming from his site. Oh, that's a good point. And Key West is another one. British Virgin Islands, never heard of it. London, of course. Miami, South Beach, the Orange Bowl. Kalispell, Montana.
Yeah,
Los
right.
Angeles, New York. yeah, so, you know, biggest party in the world. Congratulations, guys.
Woo!
Let's look forward to not eating as much, perhaps not smoking. You know what my New Year's resolution is?
To not change anything.
Exactly. To keep being awesome and keep fucking shit up and keep doing it the way I'm doing it. That's mine.
Exactly.
And to get...
At.
Fuck. What do I need more of?
Nothing.
I was going to get more of. I know it had to do with my penis. I don't know. I don't remember. Weird. So, if you guys were listening, we did maybe have... I don't want to call it an argument. Maybe a little disagreement, perhaps? A debate. We had a debate.
Sure.
On Wednesday's night show. And if you notice in the show notes, I apologize because I was listening back and, okay, I am the kind of person that if I get in an argument with you and we're done, we're past the point of joking, like, I'm going for the throat. And sometimes I maybe forget that this is my girlfriend who I love a lot and all that shit, and maybe even though she is wrong and I was in the right, I should not go for the throat. And listening back, I did. I felt bad. I'm like, man, I'm a fucking asshole. Thank you so much for not leaving. And, you know, so.
Yeah, you can't go for my throat, dude.
After listening back to this, I was being an asshole, and I apologize for that. I'll just pretend that I have no idea what a blowjob is. Blowjob. What's that? I mean, I know I wrote these notes, but that word, I don't. What is that? Blowjob? What is that? Like gum?
Sure.
Gum?
Mm-hmm.
Why would I want to forget what gum is? Why wouldn't I just say gum? Why did I call it blowjob?
I don't know.
What's a blowjob?
Stop it. You're going to drive me nuts.
That's weird. Like, I know, I feel like in my head I should know what this is, but it's blank. Anyone? You don't know either, really? That's weird. I don't get it. I'm going to make a conscious decision to erase any memory of blowjobs. Did I erase my memory Thursday or after the show Wednesday?
Yeah, I had one of those Men in Black flashy things. Totally took care of that. It's cool.
That just blew my mind a little bit. Wow. Well, I mean, it says here, and obviously I write the show notes, that I made a conscious decision to erase my memory, so... Blowjobs must have been something horrible if I went to that extent to, like, erase my memory. Fuck.
I thought they were.
So if you mention blowjobs around me, expect a weird blank look. Do other... Huh. That's weird. I don't know, man. Let's see. We had a couple comments here about the show. Amesby writes in, I will be the first to admit that Matt can be a real asshole sometimes, and I love you, Danny. You're the second to admit, because in the show notes, I admitted, so you're right. But this episode made me switch to Team Matt on the blowjob issue. Again, I don't know what that is, so... But she's on my side with it, whatever it is.
Okay.
Matt was not being unreasonable or an asshole in this situation. I was kind of being an asshole, but I was provoked, right? So if I'm provoked, then I'm allowed to be? Is that... No?
No.
Okay.
You started it, actually.
Your wish is my command. That's weird. Did you program something in my head in replacement of whatever this blowjob thing is?
Just continue before I kill you.
Because that's weird. I don't ever remember saying that stuff to you. Like, your wish is my command? Really? Wow. You fucked me up, I think. I think there's something you're not telling me. No? No?
Come on. Okay. Let's do this, please.
I felt sad for him hearing that Danny won't do anything for him unless she is getting something in return. Yeah, that I agree with that. Relationships don't work that way, and if you love someone, then you should be willing to compromise and sometimes make sacrifices for them. Which, I said that, I think, right? That, like, it's give and take and all that,
yes.
But you're just like, nope, it's not. And I'm like, okay.
Well, it's not you're like right. I don't do anything for you at all.
No, no. I just whatever this blowjob thing is. I don't, I'll have to look that up after the show.
Sexually, that's what it seems. It seems like.
I hate listening to half the music and watching some of the movies my husband does, but I suck it up at times because he also has to do it for me. I hope this issue doesn't explode more than it has because I think Danny would end up kicking herself in the ass down the road if you broke up because of blowjobs.
No, I wouldn't kick myself in the ass for shit. I would go on living like a normal person.
This is bugging me. Asking for a solo blowjob once a week should not be such a huge deal. My two cents. Hmm. Interesting. So what's a blowjob? Anyone?
Dude, come on. Cut it out. Please.
You know who else agreed with me?
Yeah, I know who else agreed with you.
Now, Ashley was going to be on the show, but she left to go feed a cat somewhere and ended up not being able to come back. And I kind of wanted her to be because she was like, I told you, Danny. And, you know, he's kind of right with this. You know, we all do shit we don't like, but we do it because we love the other person. So what do you think about that, though? Like, these are girls. One of them is your best friend, right?
Yeah.
And so what do you think?
That's their thing. I don't care, dude. That's
fuck what
they like
say. You'll take their advice if it's not something that you're like, fuck that.
Well, dude, I don't. If everybody else likes it, I'm not just going to automatically like it.
Well, right. You know? We can't be a sheep.
I'm not going to do that. I mean, yeah, my best friend likes doing that.
But
yeah.
What I'm saying is that everyone else sees my point here. Like, does that make you step back and be like, well, maybe I am being too much, you know?
Nope.
Really?
Really.
Still?
Still.
That's fucked up.
Sorry. That's just, I don't like it. I never have. So.
Danny is a very independent woman, though. So as far as, you know, me doing things for her, she's not the kind of woman that needs things done for her. Like, I've never, in our relationship together, never once has she asked me to start her car. Never once has she asked me to, you know, buy her cigarettes or help her get gas or anything like that. You are the most independent woman I've ever met. And I like that. I think that's what really turns me on about you.
And you've never asked me to do anything? Come on.
Not that I can recall, but I have a weird blank. Like, I don't know, man. It's bugging me, kind of.
I like how you just totally pretend that you do everything for me.
Well, no. But I do. Like, when you ask me to do stuff, I'm more than happy to do it. Until you were like, dude, I'm independent. I don't need you to do anything. And I was like, really? Okay.
Well, you
But before that...
You kept pushing it and stuff, and you're like, fine, I'll just stop doing everything for you. I said, fine, go fuck yourself, whatever.
But do you see why, though? Because before that, you were like, if he doesn't nag me, then nothing's going to happen anyway. So
it was kind of jokingly. Like, when we're in the bedroom messing around and stuff, yeah, I mean, if you don't nag me a little bit in the bedroom, no, I'm not going to suck your dick if I don't have to.
Right.
Okay, so that's where that... is okay, but when we're just out here and you're like, hey, suck my dick, hey, give me a blowjob, hey, give me a blowjob, hey, give me a blowjob, that's annoying as fuck.
That's too much nagging.
Yes.
So, but if you would have been like, okay, after, you know, the first or second or third time, whatever this blowjob thing is, I wouldn't have kept doing it, you know? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm only doing it because I'm not getting the answer I want, right? So I made a poll, latest poll here at thejamhole.com on the right hand side. Is Matt being an unreasonable asshole in this disagreement? Somebody's cheating here because last time I checked this, I was winning. So apparently not anymore. 56% say yeah, what the fuck is his problem? 44% say no, he just wants his dick sucked. Dick sucked? Is that what a fucking blow... Whoa. A blowjob is getting my dick sucked?
All right, cut it out.
Why would I ever forget that? That's like the greatest thing a chick could ever do to a guy. Like, why would I want to not know what that is? That's fucked up. And then 0%, halfway, it's all about compromise. Our fans, very black and white. Either fuck him or fuck her. I like that.
Well,
so.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
And that's fine. If you guys read the show notes, you will know that you're welcome. I will be the one guy in the whole world that never gets whatever this blowjob, this dick sucking, right? That's what it is. I figured it out. I will be the one guy in the world with a girlfriend who never gets his dick sucked. I'll be that guy for you. It's okay. I don't need it.
I don't get why every other chick, it seems like, likes doing it. I don't get it.
What it is, I'm glad you said that. Every other chick, nobody likes putting penis in their mouth unless you're gay, right?
No, then they Ashley like it. Likes giving blowjobs. I mean, there's chicks that like doing it.
It's not the act of liking the blowjob. It's the act of knowing in your head that if I do this, he'll give me anything I want. It's a power control. It's a leash over guys. If chicks walked around being like, who wants a blowjob? Like, they could have anything they fucking want, dude. That's what it is. It's power.
I don't need that power.
Then you're a very independent woman, and that's awesome. So, I'm glad I don't know what that is. Forumspring.me/thejamhole. We got a few more anonymous questions here, of course. We went through the... Okay. Would you rather have sex with and only with Roseanne every day for 5 years or jerk off Tom Arnold once and be free? Have you seen Roseanne?
And 5 years of my life?
Fuck that shit. So I said, even though both are nasty and that would be very not sexy, I'm going to have to say I'd jerk off Tom Arnold because that is once and I'm done. I think after just a year of having to fuck Roseanne, I would kill her, then blow my brains out. Talk about a rock and a fat place. Ha ha. So you can go back to any point in your past and give yourself one piece of advice. When or and what? And I wrote, I would probably either go back to when I was just starting to dislike school, tell myself study more science and pay attention, of course, or I would go back to 99, me in 1999, and teach myself the ways of podcasting. That way, now, we would be on top instead of the other people that started back then. So
that would be cool.
Either or.
That would have been pretty fucking cool.
And kind of along the same lines here, which single moment in your life would you take back if given the chance? Be serious. I am always serious. Just want you to know that. And I said, honestly, I'd have to take back the single moment in my life that I think did the most damage. I would have to say the point when I first tried opiates about 10 years ago. If I never would have done that, I never would have had the problem with them for the next 10 years. And I would be a lot further along in my life, mentally, financially, and probably physically.
Probably.
So, probably.
Yeah, but you would have probably tried it later. Like if you
not if I would have went back and told myself like that I wouldn't have to do that every fucking day. I'd be like, oh yeah, I should not do this. Because there was one point where it all started, and I totally remember it when I was a kid, and my dad was like, here, try this. And I was like, okay, wow, that is good. What is that? And I'll take more. And then that was it, you know? Like, if it would have made me sick the first time I did it, no problem. I'd be like, I don't want to be sick. Fuck that.
Yeah.
But it's so awesome. You're like, ugh.
Yeah.
So... Well. Did we go through this one? The one about have you ever wanted to scoot across the carpet like a dog because your butt itched so much?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, I said, yeah, I think anyone who has an asshole has wanted to do that. Just be careful because rug burn on the taint or anus sucks way worse than just an itchy butthole. So.
Amesby said, yes, you did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well. Sorry.
So thank you guys for that. If you go to thejamhole.com, there's a little box there or in the links, it says ask us anything. Feel free to ask questions. And when we get some more, we'll go over them. So
pretty good questions so far, though.
Yeah. I like that people are using it. That's cool.
Did you go over the one about the ex-girlfriend thing? I don't think did that one.
You want to say something while I'm doing this?
I honestly didn't think you were going to answer it. I thought you were just going to delete it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I know what you guys were doing. You enjoy when we argue. I don't think you would enjoy it to the point where an argument breaks us up. Because I'm seriously, I will never find another co-host. So So you guys like it when we argue. Somebody after the whole, whatever, the blowjob debauchery asks a question. If you had to pick one ex to get back together with, which one and why? And I'm like, interesting.
I saw that.
Are you setting me up?
No,
was that you?
No, I didn't do that. But yesterday morning, dude, I saw that and I was still pissed off from the night before. So I saw that in the morning when I got up before I went to work, dude. I was like, motherfuck, I cannot wait to see that fucking answer if he answers it at all.
And me, knowing that, you know, we read these on the show, if I didn't want to, it's on the internet. I could just deleted it and pretend it never happened altogether, but I'm smarter than that. So, this right here, what I'm about to read you, may possibly be the most perfect answer to this question. If you have a seriously jealous girlfriend who is very independent and doesn't need you. For the sake of me not wanting to have an argument 2 episodes in a row, parentheses, you gotta space these things out. I mean, obviously, right? I'm going to say that I wouldn't pick one. I would much rather be with the girl I'm with than any of my exes. She's independent. She's so strong. She doesn't need me. The fuck am I, right? And then I said, but of course, if I absolutely had to pick, I would dump Danny and then pick her to be the ex I get back together with. Damn, I'm good. Woo! Huh? Who could have answered that any better and not had an argument because of it? Huh? That's right. I'm smart. I know you. I know. You would have been like, so you want to get back together with her? No matter who I would have wrote down. I could have wrote down a fake name.
And yeah, but it didn't help that after you answered it, you're like, yeah, I might have went a different direction if we hadn't just gotten an argument the night before.
Well, right, but you got to space them out, right? Right?
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. As is, like, I have more to lose than you, obviously, as is. So, you know.
Huh?
She has me in a very not nice position, and I don't know what I feel about that.
What?
You have me in a very not cool position.
How?
I need you a lot more than you need me. And that's fucked up. This should be equality. You need me,
well,
I need
you. You said something outside that made sense. You said that you push so much because your exes, you would just be like, fine, just leave. And then they would apologize or whatever.
Oh, right. She's talking about, we were talking about arguments and stuff. And I was taking a dump and I was like, hey, I figured out why when we get in arguments, I just push you so far. And all the other girls I ever dated, we would get to that point and I'd be like, well, fuck it then, just leave. And they'd be like, no, I don't want to do that. And every single one has been like, no, I can't leave you. I need you. She, if I say that to her, I'm like, you know, we get in an argument a long time ago and I'm like, you know what, just fucking leave then. And she's like, I'm gonna. And I'm like, yeah.
You come home
what?
And my shit is all packed.
Hold on. You didn't just say, no, I need... You just... Whoa. You just left? That didn't work like I thought it would. And so, you know, I need to recalibrate my arguing skills to fit this. Because that is not cool.
I don't like to deal with dumb shit. If I don't... If dude, if I feel like...
But you're also not into the equality of it either, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, if I the give and take thing, the fucking compromise and shit. You're just into whatever for me, and if I'm not getting something out of this, then fuck you. You won't do something just because you know it'll make me happy and that you're my girlfriend. That's what you would want to do. Like, you need to have something in it for you before you'll do something, you know? I think that's what a lot of it is.
But I do things for you. I don't just not do anything at all.
Well, no, not anything at all.
You're making it sound like I don't do anything unless there's something for me to gain.
Well, like making the bed and stuff, doing the laundry, dishes. Like, I do all of that shit.
Bullshit! Dude. We do the dishes.
Sometimes. The last few times I've done them, though.
I usually do the laundry, and then sometimes we fold them together. Okay. I don't just do nothing, dude.
How would you explain it then? Yeah, Amesbeast. There you go. We're talking sexually, though. Like, I would just roll up to you, throw you on the bed, and start eating you out. You would not do that to me, though.
No.
Right. See, so that's the breakdown there. Sexually, she doesn't need me. She doesn't care. But, like, you know, and that sucks. Because what do I do?
I don't know.
That's right. I did what I do. I erase whatever that shit. I don't even remember anymore. I don't remember. I just erase it out of my head because, hey, I don't need it.
This is weird, though. I've never had this problem with any other dude. Never.
Because you've had that power over them.
What power?
That they know if they piss you off, you'll just leave because you don't need a dude. You're totally different. Most chicks need a guy in their life. You don't.
But that's stupid.
But that, well, there's where it's different. Most chicks will also do that, but you won't, so.
Well, I mean.
That's just the difference.
You know, when I tell them, I'm like, no, I don't like giving blowjobs. They're like, oh, okay, you know, and then that's the end of it. And, you know, once in a great while, we, you know, do something and.
Did any of them ever cheat on you, though?
A couple here and there.
Do you think that might have been why, or
no,
was it just
it was
whatever?
No, at the point in time that they were cheating on me, it was because pretty much I was totally not into the person anymore, and we weren't fucking for, like, months. So, I understand why they cheated on me. I still threw a bitch down the stairs because of it, but I understand. So, you know,
so
at
you,
that point,
and you
I
would do
it.
That? You would throw a bitch down the stairs if she was sucking some dick and you were like, fuck that, I don't have to do that. You would still get pissed, though, and throw a bitch down the stairs, even though she was doing your job for you, right? No, I'm being serious.
It's not my job, but yes, I would throw a bitch down the stairs.
To have and to hold in sickness and health, you please your man pleases you. That is part of being in a relationship. Well, no, but it's part of being in a relationship, pleasing each other, right? Fulfilling each other's needs. Right?
I thought it was accepting the person as who they are.
No, it's compromising to get to a point where you both can tolerate it. It's not me changing everything and you being the same and being like, okay, this works. That's because that's what, you know.
Well, I don't know. I've just
tough
never...
shit, right?
What?
Tough shit, right? That's just how it is. No, I'm being serious.
None of my exes have ever pushed it this much. They've never, ever been this adamant about it. They've never said, you know, I'm never going to be fucking satisfied unless I get this.
Well, that's not, it's not a lack of satisfaction. It's just there's something missing, you know?
So, basically, you're never going to be fully satisfied or happy because I won't do that.
Kind of, in a sense, but I don't know. Because, like you said, you're cool with it if we're fucking. You'll do it. So, there, I mean, it gets fulfilled a little bit there, but it's not like I'm sitting here chilling and there it is, start to finish, and we're done. You know, that's what I will be missing, I think.
Well,
tough shit, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, oh, I got you, Dana, you cannot call me a pussy anymore.
Pussy.
For not wanting to poop in public bathrooms. So Wednesday also, you will know that I brought up I'm not into pooping in public places or peeing for that matter if there's other people there. If I go into a gas station, go into a bathroom, there's people in there, I'll walk right out. Okay? So because she called me such a pussy all the fucking time, I did it. You guys, you have been so fucking proud of me, dude. I walked into that fucking bathroom. And I went in the stall and I closed the door and I took a fucking shit in the public bathroom.
With other people in there?
No, there was no one in there at the time, but somebody could have walked in at any moment.
And you and your asshole would have fucking clamped shut so quick. You'd have been like, ah, someone's in here. I don't know what to do.
Ames B says, did you lock the door? No, I did not. I was thinking about it, but I'm like, no, because I'm going to not be a pussy. I'm going to take my fucking balls back. And
okay.
I did it. I
How
pooped.
About this?
What?
We should go to Walmart.
No.
And you take a
no.
shit in the Walmart bathroom.
There's
always somebody in there. Always.
I will not go in the Walmart bathroom, okay? Burger says, Matt would hate probation. They stare at your cock. Yeah, fuck that. Why are you looking at my dick for? It's not the one that fucked up. Come on. And Amham says, especially not in a public forum has Danny Dis... Okay, I don't even know what you're talking about. So... yeah, can't call me a pussy about that anymore, because I pooped in public like a big boy.
I'm proud.
Oh, and going back real quick, I had another thought about this whole thing. You know when a girl is dating a guy, and the girl says, this guy's an asshole, right?
Okay.
All of the girl's friends will agree.
Sure.
Except if one of those girl's friends maybe wants to fuck this guy, she'll be like, no, I think he's nice, right? She'll be the one person that's like,
nice
fuck
to
that.
Me.
But usually all the girls are like, yeah, fuck him. He's an asshole.
Right.
Okay. So if the girl is wrong and her boyfriend isn't being an asshole, and your friend says that, but you know your friend isn't saying that because she wants to fuck your boyfriend. She's saying that because he's not and you are wrong. Then what is that?
I'm not wrong.
Okay. Moving on.
You admitted you were an asshole.
I was an asshole for how mean I took it, but not for the purpose. I still say that that is a part of being together. That's all. I was very vicious about how it came out because you attacked me, and then once that happens, forget it. I'll say whatever, and I apologize for that.
Yeah, you need to be careful about that.
I even erased my mind.
You need to be careful about that.
About what?
When you take shit too far and you just get mad and just kind of explode.
But it's cool when you do it, right? You're like, pussy, pussy, fuck you, pussy, faggot. And then you stare. But then, you know, when I say something mean back, because I need to be, you were here, I need to take it here, then whoa, that's way too much, right? Amesby's right. His tone was asshole-ish, but not his argument. So, have you guys seen my rebate yet? I see Ustream bots here. Did the Ustream bot bring my rebate? It's $100, probably in the form of a card, numbers on, no? Well, before we get out of here, I got a couple stories for you. Court in Halmstad on the southwest coast of Sweden has dismissed charges against a man who reportedly took a photo of a 17-year-old girl's genitals. Genitalia! Right? Who's with me? While she was asleep, of course. The court said that the incident was not a punishable offense.
Well, it's just pictures.
But she was asleep, and it's her genitals.
Well, don't fall asleep naked.
She wasn't.
Oh.
Well, maybe. The girl had laid down to sleep on a sofa during a New Year's party. The 49-year-old, she's 17, okay?
All right.
Now, my first question, how is there a party with 49-year-olds and 17-year-olds, you know, unless the 17-year-old was one of the 50-year-old's daughters, and this dude was like, oh, I'm gonna go find the bathroom, sneaks into, you know, her bedroom, and is like, oh, fuck yeah.
That's creepy.
Right. But apparently, if you're in Sweden, this is fine. I'm gonna just be walking around with cameras taking pictures of genitals all fucking day. She lifted up her skirt. The 49-year-old reportedly lifted up the girl's skirt and photographed her genitalia. The man whose teenage son was hosting the party was indicted on charges of sexual harassment. Citing several other cases, the Halmstad District Court said the man had not committed a crime. So they're like, we have all these other cases that this happened.
Right.
And nope, still not a crime. Wait, did you finger her? Was there penetration? No? Sorry, no crime.
Well, wait, okay, so did he, okay.
He did touch her. He lifted up her skirt because she was sleeping on the couch. He lifts up the skirt, snapshot.
Well,
I'm thinking they would say it was a crime if there was penetration, right? If just
like
the tip
or... Like if he messed
with
her or like sexually abused her.
Right,
but...
like he didn't rape her. He just took pictures of it.
Right.
And she's 17, so, I don't know. Don't party with fucking weirdos.
Well, it's kind of her fault if she was out there getting shit-faced.
And she fell asleep?
Well, I guess she passed out. She passed out, dude.
Right, but when you pass out, do you expect some creepy guy 20 times older than you to roll in?
I don't know. What kind of fucking party are you going to?
Well, right. Okay. So.
Fuck, dude. If you pass out and you're in the middle of some awesome, crazy party and there's people coming and going, you have no fucking clue who's going to be in there. So it's your fucking fault for falling asleep.
Yeah. Handle your shit better, I guess. The court cited a Swedish Supreme Court case that cleared a man who had been brought to trial for filming sexual intercourse without the consent of the woman involved. Now, that's a little different, though. Like, yeah. You're fucking this chick. You just wasn't like, hey, I'm going to film this. Like, this guy rolled in. She's sleeping up the skirt. I don't know. That's creepy, dude.
Eh.
Oh, and real quick, some local snooze. I saw this the other day. Did you know the Montana Supreme Court on Thursday allowed us and physicians to kill old people? Third state.
So, woo! Doctor-assisted suicide.
That's right.
Got it.
We allow it. It is all
just
good here.
Just unplug the shit. It's not that
fuck,
hard.
Yes. Can we make it mandatory? And I'm kind of upset, though. I skimmed through this article. Nowhere in the whole article are they like, and we would like to give proper thanks and credit to Matt of the Jam Hole for giving us this idea. I didn't see that anywhere.
No.
That was my idea, fuckers. So, patients and doctors had been waiting for the state's high court to step in after a lower court decided a year ago that constitutional rights to privacy and dignity protect the right to die. The Montana Supreme Court opinion will now give doctors in the state the freedom to prescribe the necessary drugs to mentally competent, terminally ill patients without fear of being prosecuted. Steve Johnson, a 72-year-old Helena cancer patient, welcomed the decision, saying, "It's about motherfucking time, niggas." End quote. Of course, I'm sorry, it just kind of goes on. That was the main thing I wanted you all to know, that we can do it here. They cite that it's loss of dignity and all this pain, and you're old. Why are you prolonging?
If you're at that point and you're fucking struggling to live and you're basically plugged into a bunch of machines that are keeping you alive and you're like, you know what? I know I'm going to die. And this is a lot of pain and suffering that I'm going through.
Well, yeah. And
could you please just fucking kill me now?
At that point,
if you know that you're not making a comeback, you're not
exactly
turning around.
At that point, that's not living. Living is I'm out.
You should have the
at
right
least taking
to do
care
that
of yourself. If you have to rely as a human on another human to take care of you,
right?
Unless you're a baby, like no, dude, that you shouldn't. Put that on somebody else. Everyone take care of themselves, and that's it.
If they are terminally ill, and they are hooked up to shit, or fighting some battle of cancer or whatever, and know that they're not going to be able to come back from it,
right,
they should have the right,
I mean, maybe
to fucking kill themselves.
If the doctor's like, well, we have this experimental treatment first, do you want to try that? And the guy's like, yeah, then okay, try that. But after that doesn't work, later, dude.
After that makes you grow, like, an extra arm or two.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah, I'm done.
And then, of course, MDS sent us a couple of Florida stories. Our most fucked up state getting down.
Woo!
On fucking New Year's. Panama City, a 23-year-old man was punched in the face!
Nice!
In the face!
Was she pushed to the brink about blowjobs?
No. She wasn't.
Mm.
It says here, quote, "I love giving blowjobs," end quote. Like all girls do. Quote, if you are with a girl that doesn't like to do that,
I'm going
to
fucking kill you in a second.
See that? She gets so, like, see that? This is a very lopsided relationship here. You got me by the cojones, and I don't appreciate that.
Do you want it or not?
I do. That's you can't do that because it's not my fault. I live in a fucking valley that you are the last chick.
Move.
No. Because also along with not wanting to have to deal with trying to find another chick that doesn't have kids, I will never put in another job application. I will never look for another job again. Fuck that. That was a question, I think, on our forum spring. What are you going to move or anything like that? And I'm like, no, not until we're podcasting for a living, because I will never beg some piece of shit retard to give me a fucking job. Please, I need a job so bad. I'll do anything. Anything. I'll do it for fucking $5 an hour, dude. Just, I need a job. Like, fuck that, dude. Never.
So, you need me.
Right. And I thought that in a relationship you would need me, but guess not.
Well, I love you, and
why,
I don't want to leave
that's
you.
That's what kind of puzzles me. You don't need me for shit. Why do you like me so much? You like the show, right?
Yeah.
If I didn't have a show, would we still be together? Would we have gotten together? Because from the very beginning, this show has been here.
We would have gotten together, but I might have left by now because I wasn't forced to, like, talk things out.
Oh, like, okay. Just the whole communication part of
it. Yeah, because normally in arguments, I won't talk about anything. I'll just fuck you, I'm out,
away.
And I'll fucking go drive off for a while, cool off, go home, go to bed, and I will never talk about it again.
Okay.
So that's a good thing. And that might be aiding in our relationship, but I don't
knowing this and that you are a very independent woman, are you ever gonna be all pissed at me that you're like, why won't you do this for me?
Wait, what?
Knowing, because I know you're so independent now. I didn't know that before, but now that I know that, and you're like, I don't know, hypothetically, you're like, hey, will you go start my car for me? And I'm like, you're so independent. Why would you want me to do that? And I don't. Like, is this going to be a problem? Are you going
to
get pissed?
Well, usually when I ask you, you're already late to work.
Right.
And you're on
and
your
I'll
way out
things.
The door.
But that was before I knew that you don't need it. You could do it yourself.
Well, I could do it myself, and if you said no, whatever, I might be a little bitchy about it, but...
But why, though? That's the thing. Why could you be bitchy about it?
Because you're on your way out the door. I mean, I would do that if I was on my way out the door, and you're like, hey, start my truck. I'd be like, okay, here, started it, whatever, and now I'm in my car, and I'm going to work.
So if we're in the position where I'm standing, and you happen to be on your knees, and I'm like, you know, hey, while you're down there, is that the same thing, then? Because, I mean, you're already down there, right? And if I have my pants down, also... If I get out of the shower and you're just on, like, you're looking for something on the floor, I get out of the shower and I walk over to you and I'm like, hey, while you're down there, is that going to be a problem?
Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting. So, a 23-year-old punched in the face by his 18-year-old girlfriend moments after they finished having, quote, weird sex. According to the report, now in Florida, what is, quote, weird sex, right? What is that?
I don't know. Choke me.
Nah, that's not really weird. That's like,
that's
fuck kind of
weird.
That's hot.
Nah, it's kind of weird.
The man told deputies that the couple had just finished when his girlfriend told him, quote, she wouldn't be having sex with him again. She also told him to leave. He said he asked her why, and she flipped out and threw a phone at him as he was leaving. When he turned around and started to walk back inside to give the bitch what for, and to get his DVDs, she bloodied his nose with a punch in the face! In the face! In the face. That sucks. I can't... Wow, 18. This is you, like, fucking 5 years ago, dude. You were punching fools in the face. You're like, hey, that sex... Nah, it was all right, but I'm independent. I could did it myself. Now get the fuck out of here.
Well,
the
actually,
guy was
if you
like,
read on, the dude was like shoving her first and some other stuff. So he fucking deserved it.
In that case.
There you go.
The woman told deputies that she was upset with the man because he acted weird when they were having sex. How do you act weird? Like, what are you doing?
I don't know. I've had some weird sex.
He was on his phone the whole time.
And then never talked to the dude again, but...
Like what, though? Like, what constitutes weird? Like, we're both naked looking like...
I've had a dude just straight up pull out and then have me sit on top of him and put his dick in between my vagina and just hold it there and be like, oh, that feels so good.
No, it feels good. And it's like pulling out and rubbing your titties together and fucking your titties. That feels good. That's like if I was to go up further and put the penis in your mouth. That
yeah,
just
but we
feels
were having good sex before that.
And
I'm like,
that.
Why did you just stop that to stop and do...
It's
what
just
the
changing
fuck
it up. It's getting... It all feels good, but it's all a different kind of good. So you gotta get it all, you know?
I don't know. I just,
right now, I'm running 4 out of 5 here, so...
Continue with the story.
When the deputies pressed for an explanation, she told them he called her names and pulled her hair. Did she tell you to, maybe? She added that when she told him that was it and they weren't having sex again, that he pushed her and tried to pour a beer on her, of course. To defend herself, she slapped him in the face. That's so awesome. And then another in Florida, this drunk guy called the cops. Actually, he called 911 to get a ride to a bar. And then he kicked a sheriff's deputy in the knees. Not in the face! In the knees.
In the knees.
In the knees.
That's not cool.
37-year-old weird guy. Like, what's wrong with your face? That's weird. He made 3 911 calls, including once when he left a bar on Oakwood Boulevard around 1 a.m. According to an arrest report, he claimed he had a broken nose, bleeding ears, and people shooting at him. Wow. Actually, he lied. He just wanted to ride to Hennessy's, because that's where it's at. Gonna be at Hennessy's. Oh, man. I didn't see Hennessy's in the top 10 list of where to do it at on New Year's.
No, I didn't see that either.
Not at all. Yeah. So the deputies, of course, accused him of making false 911 calls, handcuffed him, he kicked him, and he's going to be in jail now. So, tased his ass, of course.
Well.
Fucking A.
You kicked me, I'm going to tase you. So,
and as long as we're talking about not starting the new year off very well. Hey, Nigeria.
What's up?
If you could have your doctors stop doing what they're doing?
Yeah, no. No.
We'd be okay.
No.
In Nigeria, do you
guys
know this?
I'm a Nigerian doctor.
Doctors are getting chicks pregnant to sell the babies. Like, you're a doctor. I don't make enough money being a doctor because everyone's poor.
You ever heard of it? Some people are impotent.
Maybe I just imagined in my mind's eye a baby farm looking different than a doctor fucking chicks and selling her babies. I was thinking like a seed in the dirt and you put some water
like
on it.
I was thinking like pink flamingos, like chicks in a pit and dudes like coming out of syringes, okay, injecting it in this like passed out chick's vagina. And they just keep multiplying babies and selling them and stuff. That worked out pretty good
in that
movie.
Also a baby farm. Yeah.
Hey, it worked out pretty fucking good.
The police said they found 5 pregnant girls aged between 12 and 17. Oh, man. 12-year-olds, doc? Really? He's like, well, in my professional opinion, 12 is the prime age to start a baby farm from her vagina.
12.
Right, 12.
Okay. So she had a period.
Right afterwards is when you start. The police said the man had confessed to getting the girls pregnant and selling their children. He is to face charges in court. Trafficking is common in Nigeria, with children sold for labor and sex work. Huh. We don't get sex here, so we have to sell babies or children to do that. That's cool. In 08, police raided a private hospital in Enugu, which they said was a baby farm. 7 pregnant young women were found. Hey, Nigeria. I don't know if you guys heard, but I know you don't have internet there or anything, but it is a new year. You can start fresh, start over, new year, new beginnings, right? Ugh. Good job, guys. Hey, ask me why Nigeria is a third world country. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why. Well, thank you guys so much. This was episode 292, first show of the new year. I think we have a voicemail to play real quick, and I'm going to maybe do that right now for you. Voicemail.
Okay. Hey, Matt and Danny, it's Low Mars. I have a question for you all. If you had the choice of getting rid of one or the other, what would you choose? Would you choose to get rid of every single bit of digital information you stored on any hard drive or iPod?
Didn't we do this
already?
Or any
photo that you've uploaded to the internet?
Hold on. We did that already, right?
I'm pretty sure
we did. Thanks, Skype, for not keeping track of that. Fucking great. Yeah, thank you, Amesby. I just got that today. It was like, hey, you got a new voicemail. I'm like, oh, cool. Lomar's probably called in to tell me that, no, that wasn't a stupid question. But
I think we got another one. Did we get
a second
one?
Nope, that was
one?
It. That's it? Yeah, that was it.
Huh.
So, yeah. I was in Juice, in 292.
That's actually,
I don't know what
Cliff,
that means.
Ian, and
that was a terrible movie.
Do what?
Terrible. Juice, really? I was in CB4.
That's actually Cliff, Chrissy, and Ian. The guys down in Florida, the Cliff's in the band Day-7, the one that's going to be helping us
with
the
venue.
Oh, yeah?
You guys, hey, Cliff, you get a venue for us yet? September's coming. And plane tickets. Get your agent to call mine and send us some plane tickets.
Right.
Because I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I was looking at prices today for our trip to Florida?
$500 something Woo! For each round trip ticket.
$1,000 for me and her to go to Florida. So, and that's just the flights, just flights. So, thejamhole.com/donate If you could help us with that, all money from now till then is going towards our Florida fund. When we get there, we will be doing a live show. We'll be hanging out for the whole week. So if you're in Florida or in the area, feel free to come down and check it out. September, we'll be doing that. Thejamhole.com/forums is where the info's at. And once Cliff gets us a place and our tickets, then, yeah, we will let you guys know what's up with that.
Hell yeah.
Anything else?
Not really. I'm pretty good about everything.
All right. Email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. We got Tumblrs and YouTubes and Stumbles and Facebooks and MySpaces and all that fucking shit. It's all at thejamhole.com. Vote at the poll and, of course, ask us anonymous questions. And, yeah, Jamhole Rediscovery Saturday sometime, probably in the evening.
Something like that. Probably so, we're both like off that day, so we might start a little early.
We'll both be here. I think we're on, what, Ep 8?
It's 8 or 9. Think so, something like that. Not too sure. Maybe starting to get into some good ones, I hope.
Hopefully. And Amesby wants to know what the first sex position will be. I'll tell you what it's not going to be. Am I right? Oh, I hate my life. Yeah, we're going to fucking bone down, maybe. So the only answer we got was the dirty Sanchez, and I'm not into poo.
I'm not doing that.
So, yeah. I don't know. I'm not doing that. I will pee on her, though, if she keeps this shit up. All right? I love you. I love you all. Happy New Year. We'll see you Monday. We'll see you Saturday for the Rediscovery. Normal show Monday. Goodbye.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.